So, freedom versus slavery. What's the difference, and why do so many people seem to prefer slavery? Now, that might sound hyperbolic.
This philosopher, who wants slavery over freedom?
There's a lot of people out there that want the state to run their lives. You got all these anti-gun morons running around. They want to essentially farm out personal accountability to the state. Have the state take care of them. Have the state keep them safe. Yeah, because, you know, when there's a criminal breaking into your house, the cop is only 20 minutes away. But there's one perfect example right there. When you want to abdicate responsibility for your own safety, well-being, you are essentially embracing an aspect of slavery. Now, you may be not embracing it 100%, but how much of your freedom and personal accountability and responsibility for your own well-being and safety do you abdicate before you become a slave? How much does it take? I don't know. I would say that once you farm out responsibility for your own safety and well-being to someone else, that other person or entity controls you. And you're enslaved to them. I don't think it takes very much. I don't think it takes very much at all. So what does it mean to be free? Let's ask that question first of all. What does it mean to be free? Well, let's look at what freedom is. So I have the option to make this video or not. I have the option to leave right now or not. I have the option to turn off this computer, stop this live stream, go pour myself another cup of coffee. I have a lot of options. I have a lot of choices. So is that freedom? Having more options? To a certain extent. But at the same time, can you have too many options? And can you have so much freedom that you then become a slave? It's a good question. Think about it. Should we have unlimited options? Should we adopt the belief, the idea, the view of the world that so long as what we're doing doesn't harm anybody else, it's okay? Should we embrace that kind of mindset? And if we do, are we not at risk of becoming slaves to our own desires and appetites? Take fat people. They're pretty free, huh? They eat whatever they want. They stuff their faces ad infinitum to such an extent where they get disability, food stamps. Now they can't work because they're big fat shut-ins. So they're getting all this free money for food, all this free food. Well, you know, that would be the penultimate freedom, right? They must be the most free people in the world, right? Are they, though? They're shut-ins. They can't really walk very much. They're 800 pounds. They're waddling around. And their waddling is limited to getting to the bathroom. They can't even get to the bathroom, in fact. They've got a shitter built into the sofa, which they rarely get off of. I mean, these people, how free are they? How free is somebody that has unlimited freedom? Not so free. You can have too much of a good thing. I mean, is freedom a good thing? Sure. Is freedom without some kind of control a good thing? Nah. Is freedom without temperance just another type of slavery? Sure. So, what does it mean to be free? Well, it means to be free is to have options. Maximal options with controls. Because you understand that if you imbibe too much in those options, you become a slave to your appetites. And that's hedonism. And that's kind of where we are now in the modern world. So, in truth, most people are slaves. Most people are not free. Most people, in striving to become free of all of what they call socially constructed taboos, they've actually enslaved themselves. So they're not free at all. So you can be a slave to others. You can also be a slave to your own wants and needs and desires when you give them primacy and control over your life. So some people, without knowing it, have opted for slavery over freedom. They don't realize they've done it, but they've chosen to be slaves. Why do they want to be slaves? Why would anybody want to be a slave? Well, because they've been taught that that's freedom. So they don't understand that being a 500-pound blob, gargantuan pig human is not freedom. I mean, it might feel great to stuff that whole fucking canned ham down your throat, but that's not what freedom is. That is not what freedom is. Freedom has to be tempered with common sense and consideration of your own well-being and maintaining your health and some kind of moral consideration when it comes to self. This bullshit about, oh, well, you know, as long as it doesn't harm somebody else, what if it harms you? Oh, that's okay. Well, we should have the freedom to harm ourselves. What does that mean, we should have the freedom to harm ourselves? What does that mean? Does that mean it should not be illegal? Well, it's already illegal to kill yourself. You try to kill yourself, they're going to put you in an insane asylum for a while, okay? And put you under observation, so that's already off limits. So there's already a precedent for controlling people to the extent where you're stopping them from harming themselves. Do I think it should be illegal to eat too much or drink too much or do drugs? No, I don't. I do think people should have the freedom to imbibe. But the problem comes when you start removing stigma, when you start removing the taboo, when you start teaching people that doing whatever you want is in and of itself a good. That you're freeing yourself from social conventions and controls and the patriarchy, and actually you're just living for yourself as you indulge in your hedonistic desires, and that is a form of rebellion, and it's good. Is it though? Is it good? Is it good to destroy your body? Is it good to prematurely age yourself? Is it good to puff away on them cigarettes until you look like an old, weathered parchment? And you look 20, 30 years older and you've cut 30 years off your lifespan. Is that good for you? Is drinking so much that you shoot your liver and you need a liver transplant? Is that good for you? I don't know. Is stuffing your face until you drop dead at 45 from a heart attack? Is that good for you? I don't think so. I think what that is immoral behavior. Regardless of whether or not it's harming another, that's where I got a problem. This total bullshit, oh yeah, as long as you're not harming somebody else, it's okay. No, it's not. No, it's not. If you're harming yourself, that's also immoral, and that's not okay. This idea that you can do whatever you want so long as you don't harm anybody else, that is designed, that particular idea, to enslave you to others through your appetites and desires, because those people become the dealers. They're the drug dealers, you're the junkie. You get hooked on food, you get hooked on liquor, you get hooked on gambling, you get... always, somebody else is providing that fix, and you become beholden to them, and you become beholden to your desires, and your self-control is non-existent, and you have no power in the world beyond feeding that desire. So ultimately, this whole hedonistic, feed your own desires, do whatever you want so long as it doesn't harm others kind of mentality actually creates somebody who is totally, completely, 100% ineffective and powerless in the real world to affect any real, meaningful, positive change. That's just what they want. They being the powers that be. And through your appetites and desires, they control you. Make you a force for nothing except feeding those desires. And then they run everything. Because you aren't able to challenge them. You have no desire to even do so. You're all wrapped up in your own hedonism, in your own appetites, and feeding said appetites. You got people running around all these polyamorous morons, people having sex left and right, and it's all, their whole life is centered around their appetites, their wants, their desires, which have now become needs. And so long as those are fulfilled, they don't need anything else. That's the point of their life. That's the meaning in their life. Instead of actual meaning, like a family. No, I just have my appetites and my desires. And that's my meaning. That's what I live for. Yeah. Yeah. No standards. Yeah. Now you don't want or desire anything more because that's all you've known. And you think that's the end all, be all of life. And there's where your meaning is. And you're empowered, don't you know? You're embracing all these things that used to be off limits, that used to be looked down upon, frowned upon, stigmatized. Oh, well, oh, look at how free and I am, how empowered I am, that I'm embracing all these things that were classified as evil by people who wanted to control me. Yeah. Couldn't be that those people just wanted you to control yourself so that you could have a life that had real meaning in it. Of course, if you take away people's meaning, if you take away the ability to have actual meaning in one's life and replace it with hedonism, well, then you now have people that are easily controlled and who have nothing else to live for. So you provide them with something. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So you got the modern left running around, enslaved to their own desires and appetites, and they're all very, very unhappy and very angry, and they want somebody to blame for this huge gaping chasm that is the lack of meaning in their life. And because they're enslaved to their appetites, their wants, their desires, their emotions, their feelings, they're very easily manipulated, and then anybody can come along and tell them, well, this group is to blame. White is to blame. The evil colonizers to blame. And this is what you got to do to stop their evil and get rid of their influence so that you'll then have some real meaning in your life. And now they've got something to focus on. Now they've got some meaning, and it's their activism. So, yeah, that's the new slavery. Hedonism, baby. You're enslaved to yourself. And your dope dealer, that is the government and academia, and they're providing you with that meaning, yo. Yeah.